If you have your Bible, turn to Judges chapter 16 tonight. Judges chapter 16. We'll begin reading at verse 4. And the Bible says, "And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, Entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, If they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withs as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, Behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait, awaiting in the chamber, and he brake them from his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, Hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web. And she fastened it with the pin and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awakened out of his sleep and went away with the pine and with the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words, and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, Come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. As we look at this and we think of the good Lord, God of glory, and how he moves upon people, and we think about Samson in the time of the judges, when God would bring up judges to rule in the land of Palestine and begin to do the things for them that they needed to be done. And God would begin to touch certain men to make them rulers and guides to the little nation of Israel, to give them that help that they need. I won't say God ain't finished yet. He's still doing the same thing today. Even though we look around and we see, seems like our government's in shambles. Seems like our government's in a mess and our leaders are very unpredictable. But I want to say I'm not trusting in those leaders tonight. I'm trusting in a holy God who's up there in glory, man. Hey, man, he's not wringing his hands. He's not confused with what's going on. He knows exactly what it is. The Lord Jesus knows exactly what it is, and he knows exactly what needs to be done to fix the whole situation. And one day in a little while, he's going to say again, it is finished. And he's going to step out, praise God and glory. And he's going to take us up to himself. And Bible teaches me, praise God, Brother Rick, and so shall I ever be with the Lord. But until then, praise God, I'm trusting him, praise God, to lead me and guide me in the path of righteousness. As we see God give these judges, we see that he brings up a judge named Samson. Samson come from a family that his mother was barren. And one day an angel of the Lord, he appeared to Manoah, Samson's mother. And he says, you know what? He says, you're barren now, but you're going to have a child. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I want you to keep yourself pure. Don't want you to drink no wine. And when he comes, says God, said he's going to be a Nazarite unto the Lord. Scared his little mother to death. And she goes and gets Manoah. And she says, this man of God told me some things. Boy, and it just tore me up. He said, what did he tell you? He said, praise God. Said, I'm going to have a youngin. Amen. Said, I'm going to be with child. I'm going to have a baby. Praise God. And said, he's going to be a Nazarite. Glory be to God, to the Lord, all the days of his life. And praise God, he said, well, and old Manoah, he prayed. He said, Lord God, if it's true, he said, will you just show me? Just come. So later, the Lord come back down. He appeared to him. He said, yeah, that's what it is. Praise God, said, going to have a son. Praise the Lord. And praise God, God's going to use him in a mighty way. I want to say the same God's God today. I want to say God, the same God today is wanting to use me and you and our children and our grandchildren in the same way. You say, well, I know what you say. Well, preacher, God don't choose to use everybody like that. Amen. Pray God, we need to be prepared for him too. Amen. We need to be preparing ourselves and preparing him. Pray God, I tell you what's wrong with the church today. We haven't been preparing our people. We haven't been preparing ourselves. We've been preparing our people, praise God, so that they can be prepared to be a servant of the Lord. Amen. So we miss the mark so many times. But the Bible says that she conceived and she bare a son. And in Judges chapter 13 and verse 24, said the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew and the Lord blessed him. Now watch this. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zur and Eshtaol. Amen. So the Bible says that she had this son named Samson, praise God. And God, began to grow. God began to bless him. And God began to empower him with his spirit. The Spirit of God began to move upon Samson. Praise the Lord. So God began to use him as a deliverer. His whole object was that he would be a deliverer to the nation of Israel. Praise the Lord. So we see Samson, but he comes up and he begins to, he kind of veers from the path like so many do. Amen. And he begins to have a problem. He likes to chase women. Amen. And he starts seeing these women. He starts chasing these strange women. These women that are other, these ungodly women. Amen. Remind you kind of somebody else? Amen. Old Solomon. Amen. Old Solomon began to chase these other women, and he began to chase these strange women, and it was the downfall of Solomon. It was his weakness. It was what would bring him low. I mean, in fact, the fellow ended up with 300 wives and 700 concubines. Supposed to have been the wisest man in the world. I don't know about all that. Amen. Hey, who would want 300 wives, much less 300 wives and 700 concubines? I was trying to do the math on that. Amen. Just to try to keep up with them every day would be nearly impossible. Amen. He'd have to have somebody hired him just to keep up with where his wives were. Amen. But we see what happens when we get away from the design of God, what God wants us to do. Amen. So the Bible tells us here that he goes down to this woman called Delilah. Now that word Delilah, I looked that up. Her name means to languishing. Amen. That word means languishing. It means to have a soft look and a persuasive look. Amen. It also means to make feeble or weak. So I got to think, I said, well, this must be a woman that had a soft, appealing look, praise God, that would make old Samson feeble and weak. Well, you say, well, preacher, he was a mighty man, Samson. Yeah, but they was saying, praise God, they something in every one of us life that'll make us weak. And we get to chasing after that thing, praise God. And you know what it does? It just makes us weaker. I get to reading this story and I see how Samson here, and I just see that he's playing with these people just a little bit. Because these the Philistines, the rulers of the Philistines, these five lords, because there's five different regions of Philistines, if you get to looking it up and studying it, five different lords of the Philistines, and boy, they was desperate to get rid of Samson. He was causing them a lot of problems. Amen? So they was desperate to get rid of him. So they come to this woman, Delilah, and they say, hey, listen. He said, what we need you to do is we need you to entice him and get him to tell you, praise God, the secret to his strength. Amen? She said, to entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth. That word entice literally means to seduce. So what they were saying, Brother Rex, is, hey, we want you to seduce whatever it takes to get him to tell you where his strength lies. And she agreed to it. So he said, so that we might afflict him. Amen? That we might afflict him. Now that means, that word afflict means to bring to distress. Amen? To put him in distress. So Delilah agrees to do this. And she asked Samson, she said, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lies. Verse 6. But it amazes me, she just asked him straight out. She's got him so seduced, she just straight up with him and just truthful with him. She said, what can I bind you with so you might be able to be afflicted? Amen. What can I bind you with so that you can be put into distress? And Samson said unto her, now he's on top of this. He says, if they, amen, he didn't say if you, he says, if they bind me with seven green withs that have never been dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Amen. I like that because he said, I'll not be as I am, but I'll be different. So if it said to take these green withs, now that what that was a green bark or green saplings that they would twist together to make a robe. And he said, those that's never been dried, so while they were still fresh and new, they would be stronger. And he said, if they bind me with this, he said, I'll be as another man. And so the Lord of the Philistine brought her these seven ropes, or seven green withs, which had never been dried, and she bound him with them. Amen? And then they said, but now watch this. What the situation is dire to begin with, because they was living in an immoral relationship. Amen? Do you get that? They were living in an immoral relationship to begin with. And he said, now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. Now they're talking about her bedchamber. And that's where she done the bind. That's where she done what she did. Must have been a pretty big bedchamber to have her and Samson and folks too, other folks too. But they were hiding and awaiting. And she said, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he said, break the withs as a thread of tow when it was touched by the fire. So his strength was not known. So she says, hey, Samson, said the Philistines are upon you. He just snapped them things. And boy, that tore up. Delilah said and said, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. So Samson, he throws her another one. She said unto her, if they bind me, see there's that they again, if they bind me fast with new ropes. Now this is a joke. Because if you look at chapter 15 and verse 3, or verse 13, they had already bound him with new ropes. See, he had done messed with the Philistines so bad that they'd come up against Israel and Israel said, what are you here for? He said, we're here for Samson. Said, you give us Samson and we'll leave you alone. So they go up to Samson on the mountain and they say, hey, Samson. He said, you need to come down with us. He said, they're going to destroy us all. And he said, well, how am I going to know that you ain't going to kill me? And they said, well, no. He said, we promise you, if you'll come down with us, we'll not hurt you. He said, you just tell us what's your strength. He said, well, if you bind me with new ropes, he said, everything will be all right. So they bound him up with new ropes. They took him down there to the Philistines. Amen. And you know the rest of the story. When they got there and they said, well, they got a big old crowd of jeering and a hollering and a screaming and a carrying on. Glory to God. We got old Samson now. Praise God. He snapped them things like nothing. Glory be to God. And set in on and wore them out. So he knew this was, amen, it's almost like Samson's, if this is a running joke with him. Amen. So he said, if they bind me with fast ropes, and Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said, now you got to wonder, is it, does he know, does he have knowledge that she's doing this? Or did she catch, I always as a kid, I thought, well, she got him while he was asleep, you know, and tied him up with all these different things. And then she'd stand back at the doorway and say, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. To see what he'd do, you know, he'd jump up and do his thing. His Samson thing. But she bound him up with these new ropes and she cried to us and said, the Philistines be upon you. And there were liars in wait abiding in the chamber. And he break them from off his arms like a thread. Amen. So he snapped them ropes off of him. Things that she had to bind him up with. And then Delilah said to Samson, hitherto thou mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, if thou, now watch this. He's changed this thing around. He said, if they, and he's already seen what they were going to do, but he now says, if thou, he said, if you do this, if you do this certain thing, he said, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web. Now he's getting closer telling me what his secret is. You say, let me just say this. The devil will pry things out of you. The devil's good at prizing things out of you. Just a little at a time, he'll get you to divert and go a little ways this way or a little ways that way. He don't hit you all at once and just jerk you into something. The devil will just persuade you just a little bit one way or another to get you off that straight and narrow path. But I want to say, if we've got the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, if we've got a fundamental belief in a fundamental God, amen, praise God, that the Lord Jesus Christ is that straight path and we follow the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of our life, He'll lead us into help, hope, and happiness all the way into glory. Amen. But he said, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web, and she fastened it up with the pin and said unto him. So what she does, she takes her weaving loom. You got to picture this. She takes her weaving loom and sets it up, and he lays down, and she takes it, catches him asleep, and she takes his hair, and she sets that wing, and they anchor that thing to the ground. It was a great beam on bottom, and it was a weaver's loom, and they would anchor that thing down, and she took a lock of his hair and wove them into that loom. And then she said, in order to hold it, she run a pin through it so that it couldn't come back loose. I mean, it was steadfast and unmovable. And then she cries out, said, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson, and he awaked out of his sleep, and went away with the pin and of the beam and with the web. Amen. Praise God, he jumped up just like always before. Praise God, he went out of there. Amen. And on the locks of his hair was hanging that whole loom, pin, beam, and all. Carried it out of there. But that's nothing new because we know all the mighty things he's already done. But boy, this really upset her. I could understand. And she said to him, verse 15, how canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Boy, if that ain't the pot calling the kettle black. But if we ain't careful in the world that we live in, we'll run with folks that don't care nothing about us. We'll run with folks that don't care nothing about us. They could care less whether we live, breathe, or die. Amen. And we'll think they're our friends, our best buddies, maybe a lover. Amen. And they don't care nothing about our spiritual life. They don't care nothing about our salvation. They don't care nothing about our relationship with God. I will say somebody like that ain't a friend. Amen. Amen. Right, right. Much less a close acquaintance. Amen. He said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and thou hast not told me wherein thine great strength lieth. And now can't you see this? And the Bible says, and it came to pass. Now they done told her, said you entice him, you seduce him, whatever it takes to get the truth out of him. Amen. So that we can know where his strength lies. Amen. He said, it came to pass when she had pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart. Can you just see this picture day after day after day? I mean, apparently a beautiful woman, an enticing woman, amen, is here with old Samson a day after day. She said, oh, she pines and she pouts. You know how some folks can be. They pine, we can pine and pout, amen, you know, till you get your way. Huh? You know anybody that pines and pouts? If you do, quit it. Amen. It ain't worth nothing. Praise the Lord. But she pines and she pouts till she tries to get, and said, he told her all his heart and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like, now watch this, and be like any other man. You see, before this, he said, I'll be like another man. I'll be like another man. Now he said, I'll be like any other man. He said, you know what he's saying? He said, the power of God will be gone off of my life, and I'll be just like the rest of these heathen that you're working for. Amen? He said, I'll lose all my power with God. But then says, when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart. Now watch this. She sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once. See what I think the Philistines had accused her of crying wolf. They said, oh yeah, you said you had a plan. Here we've been up here these three times, and every time we come up, we just end up losing men. He said, what do you mean? Well, you don't think them fellas that jumped up in that chamber went out of there as good as they come? Not with Samson. Praise the Lord. When he realized they'd come there and the mischief they had to, praise the Lord, I guarantee he at least gave them a good solid whooping. Probably more than that. I'd say he probably took them out. So here she calls these Philistine lords, these lords of the Philistines come. She said, just this once, for he has showed me all his heart. She said, he's bared his heart to me now. Said, I know what it is. Amen. We better be careful who we bear our heart to. If we're going to bear our heart, we better bear it to God. Amen. We better bear it to the Lord. Say, Lord God, you know what I need. You know who I am. You know the direction I'm going and the way I want to go. Amen. He bared his heart to her. And she made him sleep. Now, he must have had pretty good confidence in her. Because the Bible says she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man. She caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. She got him under her confidence. And she said, oh, but boy, all that pining and all that pouting was gone. And boy, I guarantee she just loved on him. Oh, Samson said, you do love me. It's so good that you love me so much that you told me your heart. Oh, you're such a good man. Lay down here and go to sleep. Huh? Kind of like a lady did to Caesarea. He's over there, praise God, and he comes into the tent. He's wore out and muddy and dirty. And the lady said, oh, yes, sir. Said, oh, king, said, I know you're wore out. Here, said, take you a good glass of this good warm goat's milk, and you lay down there and take you a nap. And while he laid down there and took a nap, and the Bible said she took a tent spike, prayed out a tent peg, and took a hammer and drove it through his temple and pinned him to the ground. Amen. What are you saying? I believe we better not put our confidence in a man. We better keep our confidence in God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But she put her confidence in him. She cut off luck. Now they took it. Back then they would take a brass razor. Sharpen that thing, razor sharp. Had a fella come in and just peel them locks off his head. I mean, he'd been growing them all his life. He'd never pulled his head, never cut his hair. So by then, he probably got a pretty good head of hair. Amen. Lest he's like some of us. Amen. But they shaved off the 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him. Now watch this. She began to test him. Amen. She began to do those things to distress him, to put him in distress, to see what would happen. Amen. And his strength went from him. So while he was asleep in there, she began to distress him to see what would happen, and he wasn't as strong as he was before. She said, before she hollered for the folks come help her pray, she put it to the test. See, that's the way the devil will do a lot of us sometimes. The old devil will put us to the test. Amen? And once he puts us to the test and gets us drawn away a little bit, then he can pour out the whole crowd on us just to beat us up really good, to distress us. And the Bible said, she said to the Philistines, "Be upon thee, Samson." And he woke out of his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself." He said, go out and flex his muscles. Stand there, he'd jump up and flex his muscles, and all everything that bound him would be broken. He goes up and he flexes himself this time, and nothing happens. Amen. He's still bound up. He's still tied. And the Philistines, they be upon these things. He awoke and flexed himself. He said, but the Philistines took him. Now watch this. And they put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Amen. See what happens when we're persuaded of the devil, when we allow the devil to do, when we get caught up in the games the devil plays. See what happened to Samson? He got caught up. He was supposed to be a mighty deliverer, but he got caught up in the games the devil plays. He got seduced by this world in which we live. He compromised himself. He compromised his flesh. He compromised his spiritual life. Amen. So we see Samson here, and we see him. He's there, but he says, "Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven." Amen. But he had lost all of his strength. Amen. Because of sin. See sin. If you see the picture here. See, sin binds, and sin blinds, and sin grinds. Yeah. Amen? That's what it does. It brought us right to a perfect picture of what sin is. Amen? And he got caught up in the sinfulness of the world and the sinful ways of this world. But I want to preach for just a minute, and I'm done, on this thought. Why not tell the truth? Amen? Why not tell the truth? See, Samson was there, and they come along. Delilah comes to him, and she's a persuader, and she comes to him wanting a little bit of persuasion. She says, "Samson," she said, "I pray thee, wherein thy strength lieth?" He said, "Tell me wherein thy strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to be afflicted." He said, "Hey, listen," said, "let me just tell you where my strength is." See, we get caught up in self and selfishness, and we forget where our strength is. But I want to say tonight, praise God, they strength in the Lord. What he ought have done is said, "Delilah, if you want to know where my strength is, amen, I know you probably don't being here down here in this ungodly godliness of day, God, but let me tell you, praise God, there's a good God of glory who has all the strength and all the power, and praise God, the strength I have, the power I have, it comes from God." Amen. Say, "Well, where is it?" She said, "Well, you mean that God? What, the God?" No, she said, "No, the God. Not a God. But praise God, my strength comes from the living God. The good God of glory. The God that touched my mother, praise God, when she was barren. Touched her womb, praise God, that she conceived. And she brought forth a little boy named Samson, praise God. And I just want to tell you how good that God is." Amen. Holy, praise God, he could have begun to tell her, speak to her, and tell her the truth, praise God, and it would have saved a whole lot of heartache. Amen. Why can't we just tell the truth? She said, "How can we bind?" She said, "Hey, where's your strength?" She said, "How can we bind you up?" Old Samson could have told her the truth. He said, "Glory to God." He said, "I want to tell you, the God I serve, he can't be bound." Amen. The God I serve, you can't tie him up. The God I serve, you can't lock him up. The God I serve, you can't pin him up. Hey, glory. My God is free. Praise God. He's free to come, free to love, free to encourage you. Praise God. He's God. Hey, so what he ought to do is told her that there's a good God of glory, amen, who's free and he's never bound. Amen. She said, "Yeah, but ain't you bound by this God?" She said, my God don't bind nobody. Amen. So I should have told her the truth. Said, "My God don't bind you up. My God sets you free." Amen. "My God don't lock you up. My God don't hold you down. My God sets you free." Amen. Praise the Lord. My God allows you to soar with the eagles, praise God, instead of picking around with the buzzards. Amen. He don't bind you up, praise God. Amen. He's not the kind of God that they serve. So, Delilah, let me just tell you about my God. My God's a good God. My God's a loving God. My God's the one that was with me. My God's the one that gave me the strength to fight the Philistines. When they came upon me and tried to beat me down, praise God, it was God Almighty that intervened on my behalf. He said, when I was down there, I was trapped in the city. So I was down there and I was trapped in the city and they was liars laying in wait. Amen. She was down there, that harlot. Amen. Absolutely out of the will of God. Delilah, I was absolutely, just like I am now, I was absolutely out of the will of God. But amen, I started to leave early that morning. God revealed to me that there was some folks that'd like to do me harm. Praise God, God gave me the power and the energy. He said, I went out of there and them big old gates down there at the city. Corby, God said, you ought to just take the gates with you. He said, I picked up the gates, I picked up the posts, and everything that held them together. Glory be to God. He said, I carried them up out of the city. Glory be to God. The glory of God, the angel of the Lord obscured my movements, praise God. They didn't even know what was happening. They woke up the next morning and the gate of the city and the post was gone. Historians tell us that those gates, those cities, could have possibly been up to 40 feet tall. And I forget how wide, with great old big columns on each side that they were attached to. And the Bible says that Samson picked up those gates, gathered them up, how he got them on his shoulders or however he carried them. Praise God, carried him up on the hill. He said, on the hill as it goes towards Hebron. Now, if he carried him all the way to the hill overlooking Hebron, that was almost 40 miles. But I believe he got it up on the mountaintop somewhere away from there. Praise God, he probably got him over there where he could look and maybe barely see him from town. They got up that next morning and looked over there and they looked, the city gates is gone. And they got to looking up on the hill way over yonder and there sat her gate way up on top of a mountain. She said, Delilah, it wasn't me done that. It was God Almighty done that. It was God that gave me the power, praise God, to pick him up and was delivered me again. He said, Delilah, it was the power of God that moved upon me when the Philistines come and they surrounded me. Amen. And said, so I looked around, didn't have nothing to fight with my bare hands. But that done pretty good too because God delivered me from a lion and said all I had was my bare hands. Oh, yeah, Delilah, glory be to God, that was God too. Amen. I said, them Philistines come upon me, and so I looked around, didn't have nothing. And I looked over there, and there's a jawbone of an ass. Amen. He said, I had all that was there, a jawbone. He said, I got that jawbone of an ass. He said, I slayed thousands of them with a jawbone of an ass. Now, as a kid, I always thought jawbone of an ass was this great old big thing. You know, some great old big thing. You know the jawbone of his ass? Is just a little over 9 inches long. Samson slew those Philistines, praise God, with something like a big pocket knife. Amen. Praise God, maybe a few teeth protruding out of it. And he took a jawbone of ass and he slew them. Amen. He killed Philistines, praise God. He was delivered from the Philistine. And God gave him power, praise God, to kill those Philistines, those ungodly. He said, Delilah, it was God that allowed me to slay those Philistines. And then when he got done slaying those Philistines, boy, he was just plumb fangs, wore out. I mean, I guess it's a hard job killing 3,000 or 4,000 Philistines. I guess you'd be tired and thirsty. And he said, Lord, he said, I'm about to go down here. Lord, I slew all these Philistines. He said, you're going to let me die of thirst. And God said, there was a little recess in that bone of that giant. At the jawbone of that ass. And glory be to God. God said, no, Samson, I'm going to take care of you. I promise I would. I told you. He said, I told your mom I would. Glory be to God. And he said, hey, water started flowing out of the jawbone of that little cup. Glory be that little place. And I praised God. And old Samson, he took that and he lapped that up. Glory be God. And a little bit of grace. I mean, I'm talking about glory from God poured out. And just a little bit. Said he was refreshed. He said, Delilah. Praise God, let me just tell you the truth. It wasn't me done that. It wasn't me got that. It was God Almighty that gave me that. Praise the Lord. He says, nothing I could have done to myself. Praise God. He said, everything I've went through, everything I've endured in this life, praise God, it was God. He said, they mistreated me, done me bad down there in the city. He married a woman. He had lost a bet. See, let me just show you, this is a good example. You're not supposed to be betting. Because he made a bet and he lost it because they figured out his riddle. So he had to go and get 30 changes of garment for these fellas. Had to bring to us. He had to leave his wife and during the ceremony, he had to go down there and hunt down 30 men, beat them up, beat them down, and take their clothing, their raiments, their goodly garments, and bring them back up there so he could keep his part of the bet. And while he was gone doing that, praise God, his father-in-law had done figured he is mad at her and wasn't gonna, because she had done told him what the riddle was mad at her. So said, well, because you've done this, he said, we thought you were mad at her, thought you'd cast her away, so I give her to another. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then, the story, the Philistine got mad at her father-in-law and her, and they set on fire and burned them. And that made Samson even madder, so he obviously went out and he caught 300 foxes. Amen. 300 foxes. That's a lot of hunting. That's a lot of trapping. Amen. So he goes out and he catches these things and he ties their tail together and puts a firebrand and sends them through their wheat fields. Sends them through their cornfields, praise God, and he burned it every bit to the ground. But he said, you know what? It wasn't me done that, Delilah. He said, yeah, they told me you done. He said, it wasn't me done that. It was God done that. It was God put those little critters in trap. It was God that brought them together. Amen. It was God that allowed me to do that. She said, see what I'm telling you, Delilah. Praise God. Is that there's no strength in me. He said, the strength. He said, there's no strength. He said, there's no strength in my hair. My strength is in my faith in God. Amen. It's in the promise of God to me and you. That's where our strength is. It's not in our hair, it's not in look, and not the way we act, but praise God, our strength, praise God, our power is in God Almighty. He empowers us. What he ought to have done is just told her the truth. Amen. Now most people today, they don't want the truth, but the truth will set you free. The truth would have got her old greedy heart and put it on another path. You know what? I believe Delilah would have told him if old Samson would have just told her the truth. I mean, with a tender heart of compassion, said, you know what? God Almighty's done all the deeds I've done. Said, it wasn't me. I believe it got a hold of her heart. I believe it would have changed her. I believe she would have called him old lords of the Philistines. Said, I don't know how much money you got, and it don't matter. But I want to say, there's nothing that you can do to old Samson, because it ain't Samson's done all this. There's no strength in this man. There's strength in his God. Amen. See, can you see the difference in the story if he would have just told her the truth? Let me ask you this now. I wonder what the difference would be in our story is if we just tell people the truth. Amen. No, not what I try to be or what I'd like to be, but how Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. How he died for my sins according to the Scriptures. And he rose again because God said so. And he sat at the right hand of the glory on high because God said so. Amen. If we just tell people the truth, people want to know the truth. But the Bible says that Samson's hair began to grow again. They punched out his eyes and they took him down to grind at the mill. Now, history tells us that those big old giant mills that they pulled with the donkeys, those weren't in existence yet. I didn't know that. I got to studying. Those didn't exist yet. So it would have been a big hand grinder that they used every day. And they would make him grind. And I see him as he's grinding. And then they brought him out and all the people get there. And they said, there's over 3,000 of them up on the balcony. And they said, bring out Samson. Let us make sport of him. So they bring Samson out. And they laugh at him, make fun of him. And say, maybe people standing there and he comes down and they say, look, the mighty Samson. Somebody sticks out their foot and he trips over it. Amen. They run up, smack him in the head. He spins around, but he can't do nothing. He can't see them. But they make a mistake. They bring old Samson down. They said he's led of a little lad. See, this is how tame they think he is now. They said, I mean, they're offering up offerings to Dagon. They're praising Dagon, their God, for giving a mighty deliverance. Samson's hair begins to grow. He begins to get strength back. He begins to get his confidence in the Lord. And he tells that little lad, they some columns there. They some columns there. And they pay. He tells the little lad, he said, put me between the columns that I might rest upon them. He said, they're laughing and making fun. Can't you just hear them? Ha ha! Look at him! Look at Samson now! He's nothing! Samson lifts up his eyes to the Lord and he said, Lord. He said, Lord God of glory. He said, Lord God Jehovah. What he says. He said, Lord, if you'd just strengthen me one more time. Amen. I believe he's thinking in his heart, Lord God, you called me to be deliverer. And he said, Lord, I've not been nothing for you but a failure. But he said, God, if you'll strengthen me one more time. He said, I'm not worried about me. I'm not thinking about me. But I'll deliver the nation of Israel from these old uncircumcised Philistines. The little boy puts his hands on them columns. And Samson prays that prayer to God. And he reaches up and he gives a mighty shove. Praise God, and them columns come crashing down. And the Bible said he killed over 3,000 one time. Amen. Committed suicide. Amen. But he done what God wanted him to do. He was the deliverer to put the fear of God in those old Philistines and to show the nation of Israel that God Almighty is still God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you know how it would have been a whole lot different if he would have just told the truth. Why not just tell the truth? Say, you know what? Any power I have, amen, any unction, any spirit, it comes from God. It comes from the good God of glory. Any power that we're going to have, youngins, in these last days we live, it's not going to come within us. It's not going to come from our government. It's going to come from the Lord God of glory. All the power we ever need, though, is right there. He's got all the power we ever need. All the help, hope, and the comfort that we'll ever need is in the Lord. Amen. Bless His holy name. Stand with me.